Here's a thought I'll title, Seducing the Eye of the Beholder. Of course, we all know about the eye of the beholder and that old canard that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But the phrase is so common, beauty in the eye of the beholder, that it has almost become meaningless. So let's think of it a different way. Instead of beauty being in the eye of the beholder, that leads me to think about seducing the eye of the beholder. Said another way, a way that can bypass that numb response to a cliche. And listen to this carefully. Art appreciation is an act of free will. And by that, what I mean is, we're not in control. How people are going to react is up to them. But then again, maybe there are some things that we can dissect if we dig a little deeper. I would extend the idea that art appreciation is an act of free will by asking why people look at your artwork. Doesn't it make sense that they decided to look at your artwork because they've made a decision to do so in anticipation of some reward or beneficial experience? No one's going to look at a piece of artwork with the assumption that it will be valueless to spend time and energy to do so. No, somehow they have this anticipated idea that it's going to be good, interesting, entertaining, educational. They're going to get something out of it. Well, let me ask, where does that anticipation come from? And what is our responsibility as art makers to build that anticipation so they're motivated to spend time to see what we've produced? If someone knows you personally, maybe that provides them a motivation out of friendship that they want to see what you've produced and look at your artwork. But the general public doesn't have that benefit, and so they have no incentive to look at your artwork. In other words, no one out there is waiting with bated breath to see whatever we produce, unless they're friends or a family member. That doesn't mean, however, that we have to just leave it to random chance that someone bumps into our artwork and takes a look. Maybe there's some things that we can do to build anticipation, to provide motivation for people who want to look more deeply. Maybe we can do that in a title, in an introduction, in something that might be the equivalent of what they do in the movie business, which is send out trailers. A snippet of what the audience is likely to see that hopefully will pique their curiosity. Why can't we do that with, for example, our emails or our newsletter, if you do such a thing? Or maybe you send out postcards, or maybe there's some publicity flyers for a gallery exhibition, or maybe you're just putting something out in an email or on your website. What is the purpose of all of that communication? I would propose that the purpose of that communication is to get people to want to see your work, to build their anticipation for what they might see if they take the time and energy to actually come look at your work. So what kind of language can we use in our emails and etc. in order to motivate people to want to see what we've produced? There's a really simple way to think about this if we put ourselves in the position of the consumer, of the viewer, of the invitee to look at our artwork, and that is to look at the possible questions that they might have to answer in order to build motivation to see your artwork. And it's a pretty simple idea. How is looking at your artwork going to make their life happier, healthier, wiser, more fulfilling, more fun, more complete, or more secure? I went through that quickly. Let me slow down. Because it's a key idea. If I'm going to derive some benefit from looking at your artwork, then the invitation to look at your artwork has to convince me that doing so is going to make me happier, healthier, wiser, more fulfilled, more complete, or more secure. Happier, healthier, wiser, more fulfilled, more complete, or more secure. If it doesn't answer one of those six fundamental properties, then where's the incentive going to come by? Again, I'm not talking about family and friends who have a natural motivation to look at your work, Or I suppose I could extend that a little farther by saying people who are following your YouTube channel, they have a relationship with you already. And that helps. They've sort of pre-qualified the fact that they're interested in what you're producing. But for the rest of the 7 billion of us on the planet, it's our responsibility as art makers who are in pursuit of an audience to somehow provide an inducement to that audience, a motivation to want to see our work. And that is worth considerable thought, commensurate with the amount of work that you've already put into the artwork. If it's important for you to get your work seen, then how you create that motivation becomes a really interesting puzzle that needs to be solved.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.